Hi there. Welcome to season two of the Change Manifesto podcast. I'm your host, Molly Angel of Angel Change Management. As our listeners know, the mission of this series is to empower individuals and businesses to liberate themselves from change resistance and effortlessly ignite change. The world has changed a lot since season one came out. We've had a global pandemic and been shut in for the better part of a year and a half. We've adjusted to needing masks for all occasions and now suddenly not needing them. We've gotten used to working from home and, in the case of my at-home podcasting studio, from inside my coat closet. It's been strange, to say the least. The first season of the Change Manifesto podcast focused on foundational change management principles designed to empower teams and individuals to effortlessly ignite change at work and in life. As we embark on season two, we've decided to change it up a little bit, pun intended. This season, early episodes will have a theme centered around different women leaders and entrepreneurs and their change stories. Before we kick things off, I want to take a moment to let listeners know about a new program we're offering called Week to Change. Week to Change is a series of 5 days of change management stories and lessons delivered straight to your inbox. These lessons are jam-packed with information you can use right away to improve your projects and ease your workflow with colleagues, including examples using the TRIZ Liberating Structures methodology and an easily digestible bite-sized package. This series is perfect for new professionals just dipping their toes into the change management world, as well as CM experts looking for a skills refresh, and it's completely free to join. Sound like your cup of tea? Sign up at weektochange.com. That's weektochange.com. The theme of today's episode is the power of asking for help. Our guest is Tracy Warren, founder and CEO of InSpark Coworking and community and engagement specialist at Ignite Your Champions.
Change never stops. I think when I was running my social media marketing company, I kept thinking that one day I would arrive and know exactly what I do and who I am in the world. And arrival, like, that's a joke, right?
That's Tracy, speaking real truth about the nature of change and its inherent inevitability. Tracy founded InSpark Coworking in 2017 after a long and illustrious career in community building and social media strategy. InSpark was the first coworking space in Snohomish County, Washington, just north of Seattle. Coworking spaces are all the rage now, especially in major cities, but they were also one of the hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. And even before the pandemic hit, there was a big hill to climb as Tracy moved from a services-based business to establishing a new, burgeoning type of brick and mortar in an area that was full of old-fashioned workplaces. Her suburban community wasn't even yet onto the co-working bandwagon. More traditional old-school businesses still reigned supreme in Snohomish. When InSpark opened, Tracy found most professionals in her area had no idea what co-working even was.
When I'm talking to a financial planner or a real estate agent, they have no idea, although that's changing rapidly.
That's the beauty and the curse of being first, she says. When Tracy took the leap back in 2017, the big change wasn't just related to building a brand new business, but transitioning from solopreneur strategist to a brick-and-mortar business founder with a generous peppering of coaching on the side. And that transition was tough.
I didn't know a thing about running a brick-and-mortar.
And how did Tracy manage her way through that sticky change period? By asking for help from those around her. It may sound silly or even like an obvious solution for someone who'd spent most of their career community building, but sometimes in the midst of a big change, the simple fixes elude us. I'll let Tracy tell the story in her own words.
It was April of 2019, and I was in having a day, and I reached out to a friend, and I locked myself in the storage room, and I was ugly crying and telling her I was like I was failing, and she said, "Tracy, your people want to help you. They just don't know you need help. You need to tell them that you need help." And so I started asking for help. And that was my first 10,000 plus month here.
She broke through the fear of failure barrier, and her community rallied around her. Things were going well for a while. Momentum was building, and she was proving her concept. And then coronavirus hit.
We had just reached a point in December of 2019 where we were in the black. So, great. December, January, February, perfect. And then March. It was like every day people were canceling. We were shrinking back because of COVID.
Inspire could have closed its doors like many other co-working spaces were, but instead they powered through, and by continuing a practice of asking for help when she needed it, Tracy was able to weather the storm and bring the business into a new bloom. Now it's 2021. InSpark is rebounding, and Ignite Your Champions, the coaching side of her business, is growing too. She even has a book and a podcast in the works. Now that we've covered the backstory, let's bring Tracy into the conversation. Hi, Tracy.
Hey there.
How are you today?
I'm feeling amazing, although after that, I'm feeling a little emotional.
Where did you get the idea for InSpark? And once you knew you wanted to open a co-working space, how quickly did it develop?
I think something planted a seed years ago. I went into another co-working space and just the energy was palatable. Like, I wanted to work there, although it was not convenient for me at all. And I also felt old at this particular place. But once I said out loud that I wanted to open a co-working space, from that day until the time I opened, it was 10 months.
Wow. What was the biggest challenge you faced transitioning from being a solopreneur to opening a brick and mortar business, especially the first of its kind in Snohomish County?
Well, there were multifold challenges. One was getting over the awareness barrier, right? Knowing, like, I know what co-working is. A lot of the people I networked with knew what it was, but when I started chatting with people locally, they didn't know. So that was a huge barrier at first. And also just, I didn't know what I didn't know was honestly the biggest thing. I went from almost zero overhead to ridiculous amounts of overhead with rent and furniture and all the things that go into opening a co-working space.
You lost 70% of your membership due to COVID, and your business went down 45% for the year. Are things picking back up again?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Thank goodness. It's actually been really fascinating over the last couple of months to see more and more people coming in. I think while some people are experiencing Zoom fatigue, I think there's a whole group of people who are experiencing home office fatigue and just needing to get out of their own house. And so we are definitely in bounce back mode right now.
That's great. Google announced last month that they're never going back to a full-time on-site system and instead will have some sort of a hybrid system. Do you think the new ways we work that came about because of the pandemic will have a lasting staying power in yours and other businesses?
I think I am in exactly the right place. So yes, when Google announced that, of course, I was doing a happy dance because they aren't the only ones, right? Like, I'm sure the Amazons and the Microsofts and the Facebooks, those companies also won't go back to full-time in the office. And so I definitely, while the first few years of being open were really a struggle, I think I am in exactly the right space at exactly the right time.
Before we met, you had not heard of change management as an industry, and yet you're very practiced at change, both personally and professionally. And one of the biggest shifts you've noticed in yourself in these past few years, one that has gone hand in hand with success, is self-celebration, or rather, an intentional shift in the way that you talk to yourself. Now you call yourself a force to be reckoned with. Where do you think the habit of diminishing yourself and your accomplishments came from? And how did you reverse the pattern?
I think for the longest time, I just got wrapped up in roles. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a this, I'm a that. And so I didn't know how to ask for what I needed or ask for what I wanted because I had no idea. I think aging was a big part of the shift in that. There is so much freedom in getting older. And I know another thing a coach said to me a number of years ago. She said, "Tracy, you don't celebrate because you don't think you're enough." And that was huge for me because I was always moving on to the next thing. Like, oh, what's the next? Okay, I can't celebrate this. I need to move on. So I've definitely created more of a habit of celebrating, whether it's big or little, because I feel like celebrating just invites more opportunities to celebrate. So I am absolutely open for all of that.
I like the idea of continuous celebration.
Heck yeah.
The other arm of your business, Ignite Your Champions, is under the same umbrella as InSpark, but it's focused on personal and professional coaching. And through that, you also have a book and podcast in the works that will focus on building businesses by creating community and connections. You've said your ideal clients are women in struggle. Why did you decide to focus this part of your business on helping this particular population?
I know that person. That's really the biggest thing. I ran a business in 100% grind and hustle mode, which left me exhausted and stuck in mediocrity and broke, honestly. Like, here, let me do all the things. Let me do all the things. And there's a huge difference between doing all the things and doing the right things. And that's really been the shift for me. And those are the women I want to help because I can see it, right? Because I lived it. So that's really the biggest thing.
Thanks so much, Tracy. In this episode, we talked to Tracy Warren, founder of InSpark Coworking and Ignite Your Champions, all about big change in work and in life, and the power of tapping your network, leaning into your community, and asking for help when you need it. Tracy, thank you for being here. It's been so much fun talking to you.
I am so grateful for this opportunity.
That's all for this week. Watch for our next episode of Change from another female leader and entrepreneur. Also, don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at Angel Change Management and on Twitter at Angel322 for a little change inspiration delivered straight to your feed. This is Molly Angel signing off. Until next time, just remember, it doesn't matter if you want to go by wagon train or rocket ship, I can help you with change.